The VPM Daily Newscast is sponsored by Kanawha Capital Management. Your financial life is unique, complex, and dynamic. Kanawha Capital Management's team of credentialed professionals has been helping its clients build wealth and confidence through personalized planning and informed investing since 1989. Learn more at cancap.com. That's K-A-N-C-A-P.com.
You're listening to the VPM Daily Newscast, the recap of today's top stories in Central Virginia.
From the VPM Newsroom in Richmond, I'm Kim Strother. Governor Glenn Youngkin offered more than 200 amendments to the General Assembly's budget proposal. He called his latest version the, quote, common ground budget during a Monday presentation. Among his proposed changes are the removal of a requirement to participate in the Regional Greenhouse Gas Initiative and undoing Democrats' expansion of a digital sales tax that would have included purchases made by businesses. Following Youngkin's presentation, Senate Majority Leader Scott Surovell questioned how the governor was able to balance the plan.
To be clear, we do not need new taxes. And again, in the sake of finding common ground, we won't aim to reduce them this time. It's structurally balanced, and it can be delivered on time.
The biennial state budget is planned to run July 1st through June 30th, 2026. It funds the state government and sends money to localities and school divisions across the Commonwealth. Charlottesville City Council pushed back the date of its vote on the city's fiscal year 2025 budget until April 15th. It was initially scheduled for Tuesday. The decision was made after discussion at last week's regular meeting touched on a potential increase of the personal property tax rate. A public works session will be held ahead of next week's vote. Governor Glenn Youngkin has vetoed several abortion-related bills this session. Over the weekend, he axed proposals aimed at protecting medical professionals who provide abortions from extradition to another state or being disciplined by Virginia's medical board. ReProRising Virginia is a nonprofit reproductive rights group, and on Monday, it held an online press conference to discuss the vetoes. Here's Kendra Sutton-Nell, founder of advocacy group Birth in Color, who also participated in the call.
Patients deserve to receive the medical care they need without harassment, prosecution, and intimidation.
In his veto statement, Youngkin said the bills would have undermined the state medical board and disrupted the U.S. extradition laws. Virginia State University is set to be the first HBCU in the Commonwealth to offer a master's in business administration, following approval from the State Council of Higher Education. A news release from VSU says the new program will begin this fall and aims to address the lack of Black people in management and leadership positions. The program includes courses on accounting, computer information systems, and strategic management, among other topics. This will be the first master's degree available through the school's Reginald F. Lewis College of Business and the 13th master's degree offered by the university. Some Habitat for Humanity chapters in Eastern Virginia have stopped taking applications for their new home programs. They say they can't afford to buy land anymore in Hampton Roads. Ryan Murphy with Partner Station WHRO has more.
Janet Green runs the Peninsula and Greater Williamsburg chapter of Habitat for Humanity. Last year, the group got a record 280 applications to its new home program. But for the first time in the group's 39-year history,
we are not able to accept home buyer applications, and that is all due to lack of available and affordable land.
Green says the price of vacant land in the areas that most need affordable housing has tripled or quadrupled over the last couple of years. Habitat for Humanity of Southampton Roads made the same announcement suspending new applications this month. The website for the Habitat chapter in Richmond also says it won't be taking new applications this spring. Green says she's hoping the Peninsula chapter can reopen applications sometime later this year. For now, Habitat's still working on 14 homes on the Peninsula for applicants from 2022 and 2023.
That was Ryan Murphy from our partner station WHRO. This has been the VPM Daily Newscast.
Some of these stories may have changed since the newscast was recorded. You can stay connected to what matters by heading to vpm.org/news or follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at MyVPM.
VPM.
Hi, it's Terry Gross, the host of Fresh Air. We bring you in-depth, long-form interviews with actors, directors, musicians, authors, journalists, and more. Listen to our Peabody Award-winning Fresh Air podcast from WHYY and NPR.